Following this, next Friday night, we expect that our brother Eric Peterson may very well be our speaker. Eric has ministered the word to us on a Friday evening, Saturday morning before, and you will enjoy, as you have in the past, you will enjoy his ministry.
因为下个星期呢，我们的那个艾瑞克弟兄呢，他应该是会来给我们在星期五讲道，因为你们看到过他在星期六的时候给我们讲过道，所以下个星期五应该是他会来。So
let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll let Rob get into his discussion for this evening.
我们先来祷告，然后呢，Rob再来开始给我们讲道。
Lord, we thank you again for the privilege of considering the truth of God.
主啊，我们再次来向你献上感恩，因为我们可以再次学习神的话。
And if we acknowledge that if you had not written your Bible, we wouldn't understand truth.
也知道呢，如果您没有给我们写下圣经呢，我们就不能够理解真理。
But we thank you for the promise when you said, "My word is truth."
所以呢，我们也非常感恩你给我们这样的应许，说呢，我的话就是真理。
And so we pray that you'll just bless us now as we consider the writings of Scripture and the pleadings of the Spirit of God through Scripture.
所以呢，我们也今天呢，再次呢，祈求您呢，当我们开始去学习神的话的时候呢，也开始您的圣灵呢，给我们教导的时候。
So we give thanks again now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Rob, you just go right ahead.
All right, we want to turn in our Bibles to Revelation chapter 2.
所以大家可以把圣经翻到启示录的第二章。
Tonight we want to think of the seven churches. It's called the seven churches of the Revelation.
今天晚上呢，我们要看看呢，就是说七个教会，七个教会呢，是我们被称之为启示录里面的七个教会。
The first week we considered the life of Balaam. It seemed like this obscure passage in the Old Testament, but actually tonight we'll read his name again.
今天我们在第一节课里呢，就是讲到一个叫巴利的那样一个人。那么今天呢，晚上呢，我们在这里再一次可以看到他的名字是。
Then in week two, we considered the seven feasts of Jehovah.
然后第二节，第二个星期时候呢，我们那个读到的就是耶和华的七个节气。
We thought through the seven feasts and amongst other things, saw how important these feasts were to Israel.
所以呢，我们就读到呢，就是说呢，从其他的事情里面也看到，这七个节期呢，对以色列人来说是多么的重要。
And although as New Testament Christians, we probably don't celebrate the Passover, we are connected to Israel in what the Passover pictured, which is the death of Christ. And so that's what joins us to the Feast of Jehovah, was how they picture for us the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们其实作为新约时代的基督徒呢，我们不会去说是庆祝那个以色列人旧约他们的逾越节，但是我们真正的就是我们和逾越节有关联的是呢，因为我们主耶稣基督的死这样呢，其实在旧约里面，耶和华的节期这个逾越节呢，给了我们那个一个画面，一个画面呢，就是给我们是怎样去跟这个逾越节之间有联系的。
We learned from the feast in week two that God keeps his appointments. He is working on a calendar. He is right on time.
所以呢，我们在这些节期里可以看到呢，那神呢，他其实把他们的那个约好的时间呢，一直在按照他的时间表来工作。所以神呢，他是有精确的时间表在工作的。
We learned, remember, in week two with regards to the Feast of Jehovah that the first four have already been fulfilled and we are yet waiting for the last three to be fulfilled.
现在我们也谈到在那个耶和华的七个节期里面呢前面的四个已经实现了，我们现在正是等待后面的三个节期来实现。
Christians who do not hold a place for Israel in their theology, struggle to interpret many, many, many portions of the Bible.
所以呢，其实呢，基督徒们呢，他们其实一直在这做这样的就是挣扎，他们就是怎么样去用旧约的里面的东西来去解释圣经。
And so, you know, there are lots of promises in the Bible. In fact, the Bible is full of promises, but many of those promises are to the nation of Israel.
其实圣经里呢，充满了很多很多的这样的应许，但其中的很多应许是给以色列这个国家的。
People say, well, then what's the point of, as Christians, as New Testament church Christians, what's the point of studying the Old Testament and the promises given to Israel? The point is that we see and we learn that God keeps his promises.
所以这个里面呢，他们就说呢，那我们作为新约时代的基督徒呢，我们去研究那些旧约时代对整个以色列的人的做出的应许，对我们来说有什么意义呢？实际上这个意义就是说呢，我们去研究旧约时代神对以色列这个国家的应许呢，我们是可以学到神是守他的应许的。
Then we moved on and we thought in week three of the seven parables in Matthew chapter 13, the seven parables concerning the kingdom.
然后呢，我们又开始往后学呢，学到马太福音里面的七个比喻，七个比喻其实是关于到神的国的七个比喻。
And so we learned from the seven parables of the kingdom, how God is, in the person of the Lord Jesus, how he's bridging the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以呢，我们然后从这里学到呢，神呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督，他怎么样在新约时代和那个旧约之间，让新约和旧约之间建立这个桥梁的。
And so we know this as we read through the New Testament epistles, the Apostle Paul, he understood about the kingdom. He talked about the kingdom and he talked about the church. Now they're connected, but they're not the same entity necessarily.
所以呢，然后我们在书信里面读到那使徒保罗呢，他其实是他知道他的那个王国的神的国的那个就是有那样的一个知识，所以呢，他其实是在研究那个教会，其实呢，教会呢和那个国的神的国之间的这样的一个关联，但是呢，这个神的国和教会呢，实际上并不是说它是一定要有必要是一样。
And so you remember that Paul, in writing to young Timothy, exhorted him to be mature in the faith, to be a mature workman, and connected with that maturity was this ability to rightly divide the word of God.
所以呢，这个呢，你们也记得，使徒保罗给那个年轻的提摩太写信的时候呢，就是说是劝告和鼓励他，要在神的这个神圣的国里要成长，要成熟。
And so tonight, we turn to the last of the three, sevens, and it's the, seven churches of the Revelation.
所以呢，今天晚上呢，我们最后呢要到最后的三个的那个七，这个七呢就是说启示录里面的七个教会。
And so we want to be reminded as we look at the churches that, we can look at them historically and locally. Like these were real churches in history and they were real cities in which they were located. So historically and locally.
所以呢，我们当看这些教会的时候呢，我们要真正的看到这个教会呢，他们从历史上还从地点上，他们实实在在的存在的，就是在历史上有这么七个教会，也有这么七个当地的城市存在在那里。
And so the conditions that we read about in these seven churches, those conditions, they existed 2,000 years ago. I mean, we'll see that they still exist today, but they existed 2,000 years ago.
现在我们这通过研究呢，发现呢，七个教会是在2000多年之前呢，他们确实存在的。他们今天呢，并不是说他们今天还在存在，但是确实说是他们2000年前，他们确实是存在的。
And so if we're thinking that, you know, with all the challenges that there are today to live for Christ, in our day, listen, let's be reminded that it has always been a challenge for genuine Christians to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，我们可以去看看，就算是今天我们应用到他们当年在2000年代以前认识的这样的接受的一个挑战，他们接受的挑战呢，就是说呢，对我们基督徒来说，对我们今天来说呢，同样面临的这样的挑战，同样呢，和对真正的基督徒来说呢，他的基督徒人生一直是要面临着挑战的。
And so their primary application would be.Historical, local.
所以呢，这里呢，主要的这个应用呢，就是历史和他们的位置。
Then, secondly, we want to think of them as spiritual letters. That there are spiritual things that can be discerned. That in every way will help us. So, spiritually and practically. Secondly, that's what we want to think about.
所以第二个呢，我们要看到的呢，它因为是一种灵里面的信，属灵的信呢，这样在我们的灵里呢，是对我们来说是有这样的意义的。所以说呢，我们首先要应用到这样，因为它的在灵里对我们今天对我们的这样的一个实践和应用。
This is one of the reasons why, as we read through the New Testament and read about the churches the Apostle Paul wrote to, In a way, we're thankful that they got into every trouble they could get into so that we have the solution for the troubles that we get into today.
所以呢，这个呢，我们也是通过你看那个新约里所有的书信，他们其实都是写给当时的教会的。当时的教会呢，其实他们是针对他们可能遇到的问题，他们已经遇到的问题所写给他们的。所以，当今天我们去读这样的书信的时候呢，我们同样也可以在我们面临、我们进入到同样的问题的时候呢，我们可以得到解决的方法。
And then thirdly, we want to just briefly, see that they can be considered prophetically and they can represent ages in the church, like real time periods, calendars in the church. So, prophetically and, representing time periods.
所以呢，第三件我们要读到的呢，其实这个教会他们当时出现的时代，就是时间呢，它可以完美的和历史上不同时期的教会这样完美的联系和结合起来，去应用到他们上面。
In English, Brother Roy, we would call that dispensationally. Does that word translate into Chinese dispensationally?
Yes, we translate that into Chinese.
Okay,
yeah. 在英语里呢，其实我们有一个叫 dispensation 这样的，是一个我们中文呢，翻译成年代论。
And so, critics, there are critics of the Bible, and so critics will tell us that, come on, you can't just,talk about historical, local, spiritual, practical, and dispensational all in one. That sounds impossible.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，实际上是这圣经里给我们的这样的一个信誉， 一个幸运的就是我们可以这么去说，他们说呢，那你不可能就是说这样，只是说把当时的那个圣经的历史啊，还有当时的地点呢，还有灵力的运用了、啊，还有这样的年代，你统统把它结合起来，这样做基本上是不可能的。
And then we would take those people to a verse in Revelation chapter 1 that should be underlined in our Bibles. It is verse 8 of chapter 1.
所以呢，我们呢其实可以从圣经里启示录的第一章的第八节里，这节经文呢，你要把它画上重点。其实呢，这节经文就可以是针对当时刚才说的那样的话，说不可能那样的话的人说的。
The Lord Jesus exists present tense, he exists past tense, and he exists future tense. That's what that verse says. Who is, who was, who is to come.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，在启示录第一章第八节呢，他主耶稣基督是过去的，是现在的，也是将来的。所以呢，这个就是这句经文说的：“我是始，我是终，我是昔在，是今在，是以后永在的神。”
The Lord Jesus is not constrained by time.
所以呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他不会受到时间的限制。
This is why, even sometimes in the Old Testament, like for instance, Isaiah 53, Bible scholars tell us Isaiah 53 is written in the prophetic past tense. Now just think about that for a second, the prophetic past tense, talking about future events like they already happened.
所以呢，其实呢，这个呢，有些人呢说那个以赛亚书第53章，其实以赛亚书第53章呢，它用的是过去完成时。过去完成时呢，就是说过去发生的事情，在过去的将来的某一个时候会实现。
Peter, this is what Peter is talking about with regards to the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God. He says, the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, ordained or appointed before the foundation of the world, before the Garden of Eden, the Lord Jesus was already the Lamb of God.
所以这是我们的使徒彼得他所谈到的，我们的主耶稣基督他是神的羔羊，他说神的羔羊呢早就预定了，在创世之先都已经预定了他是神的羔羊，所以在伊甸园之开始之前没有伊甸园的时候，主耶稣基督他已经是被预定了成为神的羔羊。
Okay, so now let's begin with the first church, the church in Ephesus, and this is verse 1 through to verse 7.
因为我们先来看看第一个关于那个第一个教会，它就是以弗所的这个教会，以弗所教会呢，它是从第一节一直到第七节。
And so, we want to notice that there is a similarity in the structure of all seven of these letters.
所以呢，我们要讲到的呢，实际上在这七封信里呢，他们都有一个相同的这样的结构。
Each of them starts with a introduction or a salutation or a greeting to the individual church.
所以每封信的开始呢，都是起问候，或者说是对他们的劝告，或者说对他们的问好，这样的，对不同的教会都是以这样一个开头开始的。
And if we had a better knowledge of the history of these cities, we would learn that the Lord Jesus is presented to those churches in a role that is very fitting for the challenges that they were facing.
所以这个里面呢，其实我们在历史上呢，可以看到有这样的七个城市，它是真实的存在的。当我们主耶稣基督的他出现的时候呢，已是一种那种角色，就是那种角色去看到他们已经马上要面临的问题那样的一个角色来解决这样出现的。
Each of the letters, introduces the words of the Lord Jesus, and these are encouraging words that he says, I know. And so he has a knowledge of all of these churches and what they're going through.
你主耶稣基督他在每一个你信封每一封信里都说呢，我知道，我知道，这就是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是很清楚他们现在所要面临的问题。
And that all but the seventh church, the Laodicean church, all of the churches, the first six, receive a commendation from the Lord himself.
所以呢，实际上呢，所有的这七个教会，除了那个老底家那个教会一样呢，前面的六个教会都说到了我们主耶稣基督他自己来的这样的嘉奖。
And then five of them, excluding Smyrna and Philadelphia, five of them receive a reproof after the commendation.
所以呢，其中的五个呢，除了那个士美拿以外呢，他们所其中的五个，士美拿和那个就是腓利德菲亚这个教会以外呢，他们所有的人内心呢，都是说是在没有对他们几个这嘉奖以后呢，给了他们一个证明。
And so this is very, very encouraging that the Lord Jesus, who knows everything, always starts with a commendation before a reproof.
Amen.
所以这个呢，就是对我们来说非常的也受到鼓励。鼓励，因为主耶稣呢，他开始讲话的时候，他知道的所有的地方，所有的地方呢，就是说呢，在他首先呢，他开始他要嘉奖你们以后呢，最后呢，他才开始给你一些责备。
I'm reminded of this truth often. You know, we visit places and Christians tell us all the problems that are going on in their church. And we like to ask the question, well, what good is going on? And sadly, sometimes they can't see the good.
所以呢，这是呢，在我们现在的教会呢，有时候呢，就通常会面临这样的问题。通常我们面临的问题呢，去说的时候呢，通常呢，会说呢，那你们这个教会有什么优点，有什么好处呢？通常呢，他们讲不出来，他们那里到底有什么优点和好处。
And so, we're reminded of the truth that the spiritual Christian can see what the Spirit of God is doing in the lives of those in his local church fellowship.
所以呢，我们可以知道，就是神的圣灵呢，他知道那些当地的教会，他们在他们的属灵的那样的生命里是去做什么样的事情。
What Paul calls the carnal Christian, he simply just sees works of the flesh. He can't see the Spirit of God.
所以呢，就是使徒保罗所跟我们讲的那个属肉身的这样的基督徒，其实呢，他在就是看到这些人呢，他们在他们身上看不到神的圣灵在他们里面。
And so let's read together, Brother Roy, verse 2 and 3 of Revelation chapter 2.
所以呢，我们呢现在我跟大家把启示录的第二章的第二节和第三节读一下，启示录第二章第二节，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是说谎的，你能担当，也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不疲乏。
And so here is the commendation of the Lord. There is many things to commend the church at Ephesus for. There's lots of good things going on.
所以这个呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督对那个当时的以弗所教会的表扬。实际上，这个当时以弗所教会呢，有很多的事情都是做得比较好，有很多的事情都值得去表扬的。
Amen.
But notice, verse 4.
让大家看看第四节。
This is his judgment. We've read his commendation. Now we read the judgment of the Lord on the church at Ephesus.
所以呢，现在呢，我们读到呢，这是神对当时的以弗所教会的这样的一个审判。前面呢，我们读到了他对他们这个教会的表扬，现在呢，开始读到对教会的审判。
And so the leaving, notice not lost, their first love is not lost, it's left, it's somehow a conscious choice that they've made.
所以呢，这个里面呢，他们失去了嘛，他们最初的爱，最初的爱呢，你要知道这个时候呢，他们是在清醒的状态下呢，选择了失去他们的爱。
And so, you know, if we would read in Ephesians, we read about in Ephesians chapter 1 that the apostle Paul recounts how the gospel came to the church at Ephesus, and he talks about how the saints there had faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints.
现在我们在以弗所书第一章里读到呢，那使徒保罗跟他们写的信呢，就是当时的福音呢传到了那个以弗所的这个教会，在以弗所这个教会里面呢，他们当初呢，他们所有的圣徒们呢是怎样的互相爱的。
And so as we think of first love, yes, it includes our first love for the Lord Jesus, but it also includes our love for one another. These things are not separated in Scripture.
所以呢，我们如果谈到呢，就是说呢，这最初的爱，首先呢，这是最初的爱，当然呢，是指我们和主耶，我们爱主耶稣基督，同样呢，也是我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹们，在圣经里就是说呢，对主耶稣基督的爱和对弟兄姊妹之间的这样的爱呢，从来都是不可分割的。
You remember John, who's writing this letter, he's quoting the Lord Jesus, just in his previous epistle, he said, how can you say that you love God and you hate your brother or your sister?
你们大家也知道呢，就是说这个里面的这份书信呢，是我们使徒约翰写的。你们也知道那个使徒约翰在他的那个约翰一书里讲到的，就是说呢，你怎么可能说你爱你的主耶稣基督，但是呢，你却恨你的弟兄姊妹呢？
This is very, very convicting as I think about gauging my love for the Lord Jesus by my love for his people. If I don't love his people,How can I say I love him?
这个呢是非常非常重要的，就是说呢，我们说是表达我们对主耶稣基督的爱，显示出我们对主耶稣基督的爱，是我们去爱我们的弟兄姊妹们，这样我们的去爱我们的弟兄姊妹们，就表示了我们去爱主，我们也爱主耶稣基督。你怎么跟他说你爱主而不爱他的子民呢？
And so his counsel, let's read verse 5, he tells us how to get back on track. Here's the counsel of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个呢，我们来读第五节，第五节呢，就是说呢，他怎么是去回顾前面的事情，这是主耶稣基督给他们的建议，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，便悔改，行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就快快地到你那里去啊。把你的灯台从原处挪去。
And so this, his counsel is very encouraging. It's not like I need to learn something new. The secret is something I already knew.
所以这里面呢，他的建议呢，就是非常非常的令我们受鼓舞。这不是一个新的东西。实际上呢，他给他们的这样的劝告呢，实际上是已经存在的东西。
And so,we could say things like, things we used to do, maybe more regularly than we do now, praying, reading our Bibles, Bible study, meditating on the Word, memorizing the Word.
所以这个呢，我们是可以讲到呢，就是说呢，过去我们做的事情呢，我们现在做的更平常，做的更频繁，就像说是我们祷告啊，我们读我们的圣经啊，我们去默想啊，我们去背诵经文呢、啊，就是这样的一些事情。
We could add to that, obedience to the word and, service and worship.
所以呢，我们就是说呢，可以把这个总结为，就是说对神的话顺服，然后呢，就是去赞美，去敬拜。
And so, in passing, we would say, the promise given, here it to the church at Ephesus was, to him who overcomes. This is in verse 7. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life.
所以这里我们可以去讲呢，在启示录第二章第七节里，就是说呢，主耶稣的给他们的应许，应许就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听得圣的，我必将神诺言中的生命树给他们吃。
And so,you know, sometimes people speculate on what an overcomer is. They have this idea that it's something special, you know, something really significant.
所以呢，你知道有些人呢，他们假设这些得胜者呢，得胜者他们认为这些人呢，是一群特别的人，是一些有什么特别重要的在他们身上。
And so, we don't have to speculate on what John thinks an overcomer or the Lord Jesus means by overcomer. We just have to turn back a couple of pages to 1 John chapter 5. Let's do that.
现在我们在这里面呢并没有也是约翰并没有告诉我们就是说呢这个得胜者到底什么意思。那么说我们可以往前面翻几节，翻到约翰一书里来看到这个他是怎么定义这种得胜者的。
And let's read, Brother Roy, let's read, verse 4 and verse 5 of 1 John chapter 5.
所以我们呢大家可以翻到约翰一书第五章我能给大家读一下第四节和第五节。约翰一书第五章第四节说呢，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
And so, the overcomer is that one who, lives by faith and, has a vision of the risen Christ. That's what John is talking about in his first epistle.
所以这个呢就是这些得胜者呢其实呢他们是在那个就是说是在生活在主耶稣基督的信心里面，然后呢就是能够看到主耶稣基督的那样的人。
Dispensationally now we would think of, the church at Ephesus as picturing probably the first century church.
所以我们从年代呢来看呢，那么以弗所书呢大概代表着说呢是第一个世纪那样的教会。
And so we're reminded that, that people, us as Christians, if we're not careful, we can get off track fairly quickly.
所以呢我们也可以意识到就是像我们这样的基督徒呢是非常容易走偏的。
The encouraging side of that is that, the Lord Jesus says we can also get on track fairly quickly too. If we repent and do the first works, there is restoration.
所以呢就是说呢我们这里主席基督告诉我们，我们是非常容易走偏的。当我们走偏了以后，只要我们悔改呢主席基督他允许呢马上能够恢复我们那个最初的爱。
All right, and then the second church we'll consider is the persecuted church of verse 8 through verse 11.
所以第二个教会呢，我们是讲到的呢，就是那个受到迫害的教会，所以从第八节呢，一直到第十一节。
And so the Lord Jesus' commendation of them is verse 8 and verse 9, so let's read that.
所以呢我现在给大家读一下第八节和第九节，启示录第二章第八节第九节，他是主耶稣基督给他们的在表扬。他说你要写信给示美拿教会的天使，那首先的幕后的死过又活的说，我知道你们的行为患难贫穷，你却是富足的，你也知道你自称是犹太人所说的亵渎话，其实他们不是犹太人，而是撒旦的会堂。
And so here, a church under heavy persecution.
这里呢，这个教会是在受到严重的迫害。
And notice the word poverty、in the original means they had nothing, no resources.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，要这个词，但它其实刚开始呢 ，power 就是那个贫穷呢，是说它在开始呢，它没有一切的资源是完全贫穷的。
There's this strong language of where they live that, it was the throne of Satan, the synagogue of Satan was where they lived.
所以呢，这里面所讲到的呢，其实他们所住到的地方呢，就是是撒旦的会堂。所以他们住的地方其实是撒旦的会堂。
The Lord Jesus tells these Christians that he's aware that many of them are going to be thrown in prison, many of them are going to be martyred.
这些主耶稣都已经告诉他们了，说他们中间呢，很多人呢要被下到监狱里，他们很多人呢将来也会成为殉道者。
He talks about a tribulation period that will only last a short period of time, 10 days he calls it.
所以呢，他就说呢，他们其实这样的大灾难呢，就是要持续非常短的时间，在这里面讲到呢，就是十天。
His counsel to them, notice his counsel in verse 10, read his counsel.
所以呢，他呢，在第十节呢，是主耶稣基督给他们的劝告。第十节说呢，你将要受苦，你将要受的苦，你一个也不用怕。看了，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你要至死忠心，我就赐给你们生命的冠冕。这是启示录第二章第十节。
The Lord Jesus says, "Do not fear." The reason being is, he's talking about the next life, not this life, but the next life.
所以主耶稣基督跟他们讲的呢，其实你不用害怕，他讲的呢，不是说是讲的这个，今生，而讲的是永恒里面的。
The Bible talks often of crowns, this opportunity to win some kind of a reward, andhere was a large group, it would seem, a whole church, if you will, many of them winning a martyr's crown.
现在圣经呢谈到呢有些冠冕呢是可以靠你自己去赢得的这样的冠冕。这样的冠冕呢就是从你们知道在这一节里呢实际上呢就是说呢讲到的可能是有很多人要赢得这样的冠冕，就是说呢这整个的教会他们有可能就是因为他们的殉道而赢得这样一个殉道的冠冕。
And, his promise to them in verse 11. Let's read his promise.
所以呢，这是主耶稣基督对他们的应许，就是启示录第二章第十一节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
And so they don't have to worry about the second death. Now, sadly, there are people in this historical account that if they don't trust Christ, they will be concerned about the second death. So the idea that the Lord Jesus is going to fix everything, he is going to do that.
所以这里面所讲到的呢，就是在历史上，在这一个时代，他们所这个教会的人呢，不用去担心第二次的死。实际上呢，在那个时候呢，就说呢，这那些那个年代不信主耶稣基督的人，他们都要去经历第二次死亡。那么在这个教会呢，主耶稣基督会帮他们解决这个问题。
The third church is the church of Pergamos. That is from verse 12 to verse 17.
所以呢，第三个教会呢，实际上关系到的别加摩教会。别加摩教会呢，其实是从12节一直到第17节讲到的是这个。
Maybe we just one final comment on the church of Smyrna, the second church that dispensationally, this would have ran from the end of the first century to the fourth century. And this is historically when the church really suffered persecution. Not that it's not suffering persecution today, but it really suffered persecution in those first four centuries, or the end of the first to the fourth.
这个呢就是说呢就是我们在第二个教会呢我们再做一点说明第二个教会所做的说明从那个年代呢的角度来讲呢这是就说是从第一个世纪末一直到第四世纪这整个几乎四个世纪里面教会要所受的迫害 实际上在历史上呢我们有这样的这四个世纪教会呢他们确实是受到了迫害
And so let's read his commendation in verse 13. This is the Lord's commendation of the church at Pergamos.
现在我们来读一下就是说其实那第二章第二章第十三节呢这是主耶稣基督对那个别家摩教会的表扬这里说呢我知道你的行为和你的居所就是在撒旦作为之处当我忠心的信道者安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候你还坚守我的名没有弃绝我的信心
High commendation that in spite of persecution that this church had remained faithful.
所以这里面对他们是极高的这样的赞许和表扬，尽管有这样的迫害，但是呢，这些教会呢还是坚守了他们的信心。
And so the challenge of the enemy, like we want to contrast, for instance, Smyrna, the previous church, and Pergamos, the attack of the enemy of Satan in Smyrna, the second church, was like a roaring lion. He was devastating the Christians, martyr, tribulation, prison, all of those things that were talked about in the second church. Notice that's not how he operates in the third church.
所以这里面我们第三个教会比较摩教会呢我们要和第二个被迫害的教会就是斯美拿这个教会呢做一个比较实际上在斯美拿这个教会呢就是当时呢那个撒旦对教会的迫害呢就像一个吼叫的狮子他寻求那些基督徒们呢把他们下到监狱里杀害他们甚至逼迫他们这所有的一切 其实呢，在那个第三个教会比较摩教会里呢，并不是以同样的形式他们所受到迫害的。
And so let's read verse 14 and 15 and see the judgment that the Lord makes on this church.
因为我们来读一下第十四节，第十四节呢，其实上呢，这是那个主耶稣基督对这个别家摩教会的审判。第十四节说呢，启示录第二章第十四节，然而有几件事情我要责备你们，因为在你们那里有人服从了巴兰的教导，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊倒石放在以色列儿女面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，又犯了淫乱。
And so we notice that the devil has, and we see that in the story of Balaam, that he had infiltrated the church, that he was already on the inside. He wasn't attacking from the outside. He had actually infiltrated the church.
所以实际上呢，我们在前面谈到过巴兰的故事。巴兰呢，他其实他是渗透到教会里面，他并不是说是这教会外面。
And remember, we had read the story of Balaam, and Balaam is the example that the Lord Jesus uses here. And you remember that the Lord protected his people Israel from Balaam's direct attack. But if we were to have read farther on in that story, what Balaam taught the Balak to do was to infiltrate the nation of Israel and lead them into idolatry and immorality. And that's how he caused them to fail as a nation.
所以这个里面呢，其实我们这里主义基督他用巴兰做了一个例子， 我们在前面呢读到了巴兰的故事，巴兰故事实际上那个时候呢，主耶稣基督保护呢，但整个的以色列国家和人民呢，他们不受到那个他们的敌人的正面的这样的攻击。但是呢，我们也知道那个巴兰呢，他渗透到那以色列的国家中间去，从里面引诱了他们，渗透了后，他们引诱他们以后呢，让他们犯了这样的错误，让他们犯错误，使整个国家呢都犯了错误。
And so we see here that, the Lord Jesus in addressing this church, although there was things that were commendable, that they had compromised in their area, in the area of the doctrine of separation in their lives. And so it's good to be reminded that it's separation that gives our Christian testimony strength. It's not that we're the same as, but in fact we're different than.
所以呢，我们也知道呢，主耶稣基督在这里呢表扬了他们，表扬他们呢，然后呢给他们呢责备他们呢，实际上呢，我们知道呢，他们虽然他们是在那个守住了信心，但是呢，确实他们在和一些那个不好的事中间隔离开来，和不好的事隔离这方面呢，他们做了妥协呢，其实呢，我们知道呢，就是说呢，基督徒和不好的事情分离开来。这个是对我们信心呢，能够有更好的见证。
And so his counsel, let's read the counsel of the Lord Jesus, the solution to the problem, verse 16 and verse 17.
因为呢，现在呢，我们就知道呢，这主耶稣在给他们建议呢，是启示录里面第二章第十六节和第十七节，这里是给主给他们建议和解决办法。第十六节说呢，悔改，若不悔改，我就快快到你那里，我用口中的剑攻击他们。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他们吃，便赐给他一块白石，石头上写着新名，除了你受的以外，没有人能认识。
And so, just dispensationally, once again, let's consider that the persecuted church that we thought about in Smyrna, the second church, that this represented the Roman rule for the first four centuries. Let's be reminded that in the persecuted church, this is the first four, and then in Pergamos, this was the fourth and fifth century. This represents the fourth and fifth century, and let's cover that, Roy, and then we'll just say a little bit more about that.
Okay. 所以呢，他说呢，我们感觉到从那个年代论的观点去看呢，年代观点我们看到呢，就是说呢，其实当时的那个斯美拿教会，它代表呢在历史上所受到迫害的教会。这个受到迫害教会呢，他们是从第一个世纪一直到第四世纪这个开始。那么说下面这个别加摩教会呢，我们其实讲到的是历史上在年代论里第四个世纪到第五个世纪所代表的那些教会。
Because what changed in the fourth century, towards the end of the fourth century, and the fifth century, is that Christianity was acknowledged as the religion of Rome, and Constantine the emperor, so-called, became a Christian. And so we saw religion, church and state joined together, which is historically it has been a detriment, not a help to the church, hindrance.
因为这个里面其实呢，就是说呢，这个第四世纪到第五世纪的时候呢，其实这个当时的情况呢，已经发生了改变。其实当时的那个罗马的那个皇帝呢，他就是要康斯坦丁的，他其实呢，当时呢，他们已经承认了基督徒教会这样的一个形式，所以当时呢，这个整个的环境呢，他们并不是从政府的观点来看，他并不是阻碍基督教，而其实说是对基督教有一些帮助的。
And so then we see that pictured in church number four. church number 4, Thyatira, that runs from verse 18 through to the end of the chapter.
然后我们也看到，就是第二章的第18节一直到这整个第二十九节，就是这一节章的结束的时候讲到的呢，就是对那个推拿推雅教会。
And so we read, let's read the Lord Jesus' commendation in verse 19.
现在我来给大家读一下第十九节，主耶稣基督对他们的表扬。我知道你的行为，爱、服从、信心、忍耐，又知道你幕后所行的工作比起初所行的更多。
And again, very, very commendable, but notice his judgment. And so let's read verse 20 to verse 23.
其实呢，这个呢，我们也知道，他对他们的审判呢，也是从20节到第22节开始的。我现在给他，然而有几件事我要责备你，因为你容让那自称是女先知的妇人耶洗别去教导和引诱我的仆人，让他们行诱吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改，他的言行看了。 我要将他扔在床上，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也叫他们同受大患难。And
so his judgment is very serious on the church of Thyatira. We can't imagine anything more serious actually than this judgment.
所以主耶稣基督对那个推雅推拿的教会的呢，是审判呢是非常严重的，所以你其实想象不出来还有比这个对推雅推拿教会审判更严重的审判。Let's
read his counsel in verse 24 through to the end of the chapter.
所以呢，我们来看看他给他们的建议。我们要读的是第24节一直到第29节。 24节说，至于你们推雅推拉其余的人，就是一切不顺从那教导不晓得他们所说撒旦那圣道之事的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的，总要持守直到我来。那得胜又持守我作为到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。我必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父所你 受的权柄一样，我又要把诚心给他，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。And
so the solution again is eternal things, eternal things that the Lord Jesus is talking about, a mind and an eye for the eternal future that not trapped in time. And now let's understand that this period dispensationally lasted, some say 1,000 years nearly of the so-called church that was joined to the state in the third church that had joined to Rome, that this had led the church into about 1,000 years of darkness where people didn't have access to the Bible and they didn't have, access to these things personally.
实际上呢，我们知道呢，这个里面讲到的呢，同样的呢，是讲到永恒的事情，是讲到将来在永恒里发展，并不是讲到现在，就是说，给他们的这样的一个解决的办法。实际上，我们知道这样的一个教会呢，它实际上呢，它是持续呢大约1000多年，1000多年，它是和国家联系在一起的。所以实际上呢，这里的教会呢，就是当时的罗马天主教它和罗马整个政府国家联合起来的这样一个教会时代，他们那个时代呢，其实呢，会众是没有那个可以资源去读圣经的，他们读不到圣经，自己去读。
And so this age of the church ended with Christians rediscovering Bible truth, rediscovering the Word of God, Christians having access to the Scriptures themselves.
以这个教会年代呢，实际上它结束的，只是以这样一个方式结束的。当时的基督徒们呢，他们重新的自己去发现圣经，自己重新从圣经里去读到神的话，去读到神的真理。
Let's read the next church, in chapter 3, the church of Sardis.
因为我们来读一下下一个教会，下一个教会在启示录的第三章，第三章呢是撒迪教会。
And let's read this whole, it's only six verses, so let's read all six verses.
因为我跟大家把六节经文读一下，所以第启示录第三章第一节到第六节，因为只有六节经文，所以全部读下来。你要写信给撒迪教会的天使，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要死的，因我见你的行为在神面前没有一样是完全的。所以要纪念你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要持守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，你们要穿着白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的这样穿白衣，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名字，且要在我父面前和他的众天使面前承认他的名。神灵向神的众教会说，凡有耳的就应当听。
It would seem that there's barely a commendation in verse 1. I know your work, says the Lord Jesus. It's barely a commendation.
所以呢，这个里面其实呢，就是说呢，在这第一节呢，主耶稣基督并没有说像是前面呢，去给他们没并没写出给他们表达说，我知道你们的行为。
Church has no doctrinal issue that the Lord Jesus addresses.
所以在这个教会里，主耶稣基督并没有说从教义上呢给他们做一些这样的问题。
But they are feeble and they are nearly dead, it says.
所以呢，他们是那样的神，他们是几乎要死的。
His counsel, verse 3, is remember again. Notice this. We had already seen the Lord Jesus remind, remember. And so again, his counsel is for them to remember.
所以呢，这样呢，在第三节，启示录三章三节，主耶稣基督再次跟他们说呢，给他们的这样的建议呢，就是说给他们的劝告呢，就是说，纪念，记得，你就是我们再次有这样的词，纪念，回想。
And then he mentions, as he's thinking about remember, he mentions the coming of the Lord.
所以呢，你要知道呢，他再次提到呢，主呢要再来。
And we want to be reminded, we want to remember, we want to be reminded that the Apostle Paul, he often wrote about the coming of the Lord. This is a Christian doctrine that brings hope in time of trouble.
所以这个呢，我们也要记得呢，就是这提醒了我们，提醒我们就是说呢，使徒保罗其实他也写到了关于主再来这样的教义。这样的时候呢，就是说主再来这样的事情呢，就是我们基督徒在我们困境的时候对我们来说的盼望。
And when we're talking the coming of the Lord, we are not talking in the churches. In these two chapters, the coming of the Lord is not the coming of the Lord at the end of the tribulation period. The coming of the Lord referred to in the churches is the rapture of the church, and this is before the tribulation.
所以这个里面呢，我们知道这里谈到呢，并不是主再来，并不是说在大灾难以后的那个主再来，因为这里谈到的呢，是对教会而说的。教会谈到的呢，实际上是谈到的教会被提，我们的教会呢，其实是在大灾难之前被提的。
And so the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Thessalonians, in every chapter can show how the rapture, the coming of the Lord, it applies to every area of the life of the believer. There isn't any part of your life that the rapture isn't somehow connected with.
所以这个里面的实际上在提索南尼加书里呢，使徒保罗呢几乎在每一章里都谈到了教会被提，教会被提呢实际上他详细的谈到呢联系到我们基督徒人生的各个方面，其实我们在基督徒的人生里面各个方面呢最终呢都会和我们在教会被提的时候是有关联的。
I have a friend who's been in the assemblies his whole life. He's at theHe's now in his 70s. He said to me, he said, Rob, when I was a boy, I never heard a message in the assembly ever that didn't mention the coming of the Lord, whether it was in the middle or at the beginning or at the end, always the coming of the Lord was before the Lord's people.
所以这个呢就是说呢他说呢他有一个朋友，他这个朋友在教会里，他一辈子都在教会里，他现在70岁呢，他有一次跟他说呢，他说 Rob, 你知道吗，在我小的时候，我们教会在我一开始的教会里，教会里就一直在谈论，就是讲这样主再来的这样的教义，就是说呢教会呢从来没有在任何时候他不去提这样的事情。
And so in Thyatira, in the fourth church, we saw that this period, stretched from the 6th to the 15th and, ended with, what church historians call the Reformation. But, what we're considering in Sardis is really the 16th and 17th centuries.
所以呢这个呢前面在提亚提纳这样一个教会呢，我们实际上是谈到呢是从第六世纪一直到第十五世纪。那么后面呢我们谈到的这个年代论呢是从第十六世纪到第十七世纪这样的一个教会年代呢，我们称之为作为一个参考的一个教会年代。
And so what started out as something of a strong movement, even itpetered out and it became weak and so pictured in Sardis the feebleness of the church in that day.
所以呢其实呢我们这里所谈到一些事情呢，其实在这个教会在这个时候，当时彼得谈到的呢是他们这个教会这个年代呢，他们其实是处在一种那种知识缺乏的那个年代。
Then we want to consider church number 6. This is from verse 7 through to verse 13.
呢我们然后呢要谈到那个第七个教会，就是说是其实上从第七节一直到第十三节第六个教会。
And so it's called the faithful church.
这个呢是被称之为一个信实的教会。
And so as we think historically of all the great revivals and the great missionary endeavors, those have happened historically. Now we're thankful for that today, but those have historically happened in the 18th and the 19th century.
所以呢这个里面其实呢我们谈到呢这个教会时代呢在年代那里呢，就是说从第十八世纪到第十九世纪，这里是一个极大的复兴和的世界上的先教运动的发展兴起。
And so we can read about great works of God through men on every continent in the world in that period of time. We can read about them in China. We can read about them in Africa. We can read about them in South America. We can read about them in North America. We can read about them in Europe. Everywhere, God working in wonderful, marvelous ways.
所以呢我们其实呢在这个时期年代呢，我们可以读到所有的神的工作呢，通过忍耐去把它读到在世界上的任何一个地方，包括中国啦、非洲啦、其他的世界上任何一个地方，包括欧洲啦、北美洲啊，任何的国家，就我们都可以看到神的做的奇妙的工作。
And so we're going to just read the three promises that God makes to the faithful church. The first promise he makes to them is in verse 9. Let's read verse 9.
今天我们现在这里要读到三个神对这个信实的教会里面神对他们的应许。第一个呢，应许是在第九节，你启示录第三章第九节看了，那属撒旦会堂的这群是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，而说谎的，看了，我要使他们来在你脚下拜，也使他们知道我已经爱了你。
And so the Lord Jesus says to his church, he says, I will take care of your enemies. You don't have to worry about your enemies. He's going to take care of them.
所以呢，主耶稣基督跟他这个教会说呢，你不要去担心你的敌人们，我会去消灭你的敌人们。
And then verse 10.
第十节呢，他继续说，你既遵守我忍受的道，我也必保守你脱离那试探的时候，就是将临到全世界，好试验那住在地上之人的。
The Lord Jesus will keep his church from tribulation. Hey, let's make sure we understand that the church is not going through the tribulation. The church is going to be raptured before the tribulation. The tribulation has to do with Israel. If we've learned anything as we think through these things, we're seeing a distinction in scripture.
所以这个里面呢，其实大家要记住一点呢，主耶稣基督呢绝不会让他的教会进入大灾难的。这个大灾难呢，只是为这个以色列国家准备的。那么说呢，教会呢是在大灾难之前就被提了，所以大家要记住这一点。主耶稣基督呢，他不会让神的教会进入大灾难的，这就是教会和以色列之间的区别。
And the third promise, verse 12, to God's faithful. Let's read verse 12.
那第12节呢，其实呢就是第三个应许，我们来读一下。得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，他也不必再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
He will honor them. That's what it says. He will honor them. Those who are faithful, the Lord will honor.
所以呢，主会给他们荣誉的。就是说呢，我们要记住那些信实的人，主会给他们荣誉。
It would seem that the Apostle Paul could live his whole life as he lived it, right? This long list of sufferings and persecution with the hope in view that the Lord Jesus would one day say to him, well done, good and faithful servant. That Paul said that would be enough for him. Just that.
其实这个里面我们可以看到呢，几乎是描述呢使徒保罗他的整个的人生。其实使徒保罗呢，他整个人生呢受尽了苦，受尽了迫害。其实呢，最终呢到他结束的时候呢，主耶稣基督跟他说呢，你干得好，我的这个忠实的仆人。所以呢，这实际上呢就是说呢，主耶稣基督他最终会给这些信实的人呢，给他们奖赏和荣誉的。
And then let's read the seventh final church. This is, this is verse 14 through to verse 22.
所以我们来读一下呢，就是最后一个教会，就是第七个教会，从呢一直第十四节到第二十二节。
And so in verse 16 and verse 17, let's read that.
所以呢，我们先来读一下。启示录第三章第十六节和第十七节，因为你是温的，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。因为你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
So they had become comfortable and complacent.
所以他们已经变得非常的舒服，觉得很舒坦。
Verse 18, let's read verse 18.
今天我们来读一下第18节，我劝你向我买在火中试验过的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，用眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
They had lost their values.
他们已经失去了他们的价值。
They had lost their vision.
他们也失去了他们的势力。
And then let's read verse 19 through to the end.
然后呢，我把启示录第三章第十九节一直读到这一章的结尾。凡我所爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，你要悔改。看了，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我的宝座中与我同坐，就如我得了胜，我在我父的宝座中与他同坐。一般圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And so it would seem that the church age ends in failure, or it would almost seem failure and weakness and blindness, but his counsel, there is counsel here by the Lord Jesus.
其实你看起来呢，其实呢，教会呢，它的最后终结的时候呢，是失败了，而且呢，这个教会呢，它是软弱的，而且呢，它也是眼瞎的，所以这样呢，我们来看看主耶稣基督在这里给他们的劝告是什么。
And the counsel, I can't imagine any simpler counsel than letting the Lord Jesus in. That's his counsel, letting the Lord Jesus in.
所以呢，这个呢，对他们的劝告呢，对他们的建议呢，我想象不出来还有比这个更简单，就是让主耶稣基督进到你们那里去。
And then there's this break, and we just want to point this out. There is this break in the book of the Revelation. In the next chapter, we see the church in heaven. How did she get there? She got there by rapture. And so this is still the hope in 2023 that the Lord Jesus is coming back.
所以呢，这个里面其实讲到的呢，这里就是有一个间隙呢，这是我们读到呢，其实在启示呢第三节里，下一章呢，第三章里，第下一章第四章呢，我们读到呢，那个教会在天堂里。就是教会被提，那么怎么说呢？就是说这个里面讲到的教会呢，它仍然是有悔改的机会，仍然有盼望在那里面。就像是说，我们在2023年，主耶稣基督仍然可能在任何时候再来。
Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for your word and what it teaches us concerning your Son.
其实主要我们非常感恩，就是说您在这个圣经里教导我们关于您的爱子。
Father, we're grateful for the day in which you have placed us to live, the position that you've given us in your church, in the church of the Lord Jesus.
所以主啊，我们也非常感恩，在这样我们生活的这样一个年代，您赐给我们的这样的位置，就是说我们在教会里的这样的位置和身份，就是在主耶稣基督的教会里面。
Father, we ask that you would help us by your Spirit to be sensitive, to the, rebukes and the reproofs of your holy word.
主啊，我们就是说呢，求您帮助我们，就是说呢，我们要对圣灵对我们这样的通过您的话对我们的这样的责备和这样的劝告的，要有一定的敏感程度。
That you would help us to be men and women of the Holy Scriptures.
所以呢，你要帮助我们成为呢，就是神的圣经里的这些一些圣洁的人。
Sensitive to sin in our lives and, zealous for, obedience and, good works.
所以呢，就是呢，让我们对我们，生活里的罪的敏感，而且呢，有热情呢，去，服侍去。
Bless your people tonight, in this morning, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
所以呢，求您在今天早上或者今天晚上赐福您的子民。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
Amen。
Amen。
Amen。Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.